step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long road. Getting from there to here. It's been a long time. But my time is finally near. I can feel a change in the wind right now. Nothing's my way, and I'm not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna hold me down, 'cause I've got faith of the heart.
Good. Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Jess Armine coming to you from the Center for Bioindividualized Medicine here in southeastern Pennsylvania. How is everybody tonight? I am really happy to be here. We're waiting for another snowstorm. You never can tell around here. It might snow 3 inches. It might snow 30 inches. Might not snow at all. We might have a sunny day tomorrow. You never can tell when you live in Philadelphia. Anyway, we have a great show for you tonight. An excellent speaker. Who we've interviewed before, and I've had the pleasure of being on her podcast. I would like to, I guess I'll do my announcements later, okay? But I'd really like to introduce our speaker. It's Wendy Myers, who is a functional who is certified in functional diagnostic nutrition and is a certified holistic health coach in Los Angeles, California. She attended the Institute for Integrative Nutrition in New York and has a degree in entrepreneurship from the University of Southern California. She's also certified in hair mineral analysis for the purpose of designing the mineral power programs for clients to correct their metabolism and reverse illness with detoxification and customized targeted nutrient therapy. Sounds like personalized medicine to me. Anyway, she's currently studying for a master's in clinical nutrition. You may know Wendy from the Live to 110. One more time, just speak the English language. Live to 110.com. Right, it's true. It's been, I talk to people all day, so by the time the nighttime comes along, I feel like my tongue isn't stuck to the roof of my mouth with peanut butter. Anyway, I like peanut butter. What can I say? Ask my dog. He likes peanut butter, too. He's very into peanut butter. Peanut butter, he's right there. Anyway. Wendy is the livetowontend.com lady. And if you've been to her, she's got like 1,000 video podcasts. She's got a new book coming out, The Modern Paleo Survival Guide. I got to tell you, this is one incredible woman. And I'm very happy to call her a colleague. I'm very happy to call her a friend, very honored to call her a friend. And she's going to talk tonight about attaining limitless energy. And I know you gave me a bunch of things that you could talk about because you're that kind of eclectic person that you could just zoom, you know, just talk about most things. But what really piqued my interest is because there's so much fatigue out there, okay, yeah. That, you know, that's what I thought everybody would like to listen to, especially me. I'll be the guy taking a lot of notes. So everybody, let me introduce Wendy Myers. Hey, Wendy.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing really, really well. Really, really well. I am very, very honored to have you on the show again. And I know that you've got new things coming up that you're going to let everybody know about. And, you know, I'm really, really, I'm excited because it all has to do with getting rid of this consistent chronic fatigue, brain fog that everybody's running into these days. But if you could, I did give a little bit of an introduction. Can you tell everybody your background in the health field, please?
Yes. Well, I'm a functional diagnostic nutritionist, and I've also gone to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition to become a health coach, and also have several certifications in hair mineral analysis. And that's my first love, is really hair mineral analysis and detoxification, because I feel it's such an important component to health. Because a lot of people are, you know, they're exercising and they're trying to sleep enough and they're taking supplements and they're eating right. And they're like, why don't I feel good? And that's where I found myself, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. I was like doing all this stuff for my health. I'm like, why do I feel like crap? You know, why if
no,
you're
preaching to the choir.
Yeah, why do I feel that? And I have brain fog and I can't think and I can barely hold a conversation and I couldn't lose weight like I used to. I'm like, what do I have to do, you know, to feel good? Exactly. And so, and then I, you know, started planning to have a baby and I thought, okay, I gotta start eating nutrition more. And then I started studying toxins, you know, detoxing the environment for my baby that was coming. And that really got me interested in chemicals and metals and pre-pregnancy planning and detox and whatnot. So that's where I kind of focused my study. That was where my interest lied. But then after I had my baby, my father was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. And that got me even more interested in cancer prevention and the causes of cancer. And like, why is everyone so sick? You know, why is everyone on all these medications? Why do 10% of the population have an autoimmune disease and one in three people are getting cancer? Like, what's wrong? What's going on? So just in my own, you know, and my father ended up passing away, unfortunately, within about 6 months of his diagnosis. And it really terrified me. It was incredibly traumatizing and upsetting. And I, you know, decided I was scared. I was scared straight. And so I started doing everything I could for myself to detox and started studying infrared saunas and minerals and toxins. And that's where I focus my practice on.
So the main question, I mean, I can, you and I have what I like to call parallel practices, because you know, the kind of practice I have dealing with all kinds of different people, but basically, you know, you and I look at the same things from the inside out rather than from the outside in. So why is everybody so tired? This is like the main complaint everybody has, including myself. Why is everybody so tired?
Yes. Well, it's due to a number of things. It's due to a certain group of toxic metals, namely arsenic, aluminum, tin, and thallium. And so we'll get into all of those in a minute. But of course, it's due to just, you know, less than enviable lifestyles that people have. You know, they're not sleeping enough. They are, you know, stressing themselves to the max. They're working too much. Additionally, they are, you know, these things deplete minerals. So mineral deficiencies contribute to fatigue. So it's just a number of things that are contributing to the problem.
So, okay, I got the fact that the main ones are arsenic, tin, thallium, and aluminum. It surprised me because it's radioactive, and most people don't work in radioactive, you know, plants, except me. I that's where I hang out most of the day. But what you said, what metals? How do the metals reduce your body's ability? In other words, what are they doing that is robbing you of your energy?
Well, okay, so these special group of metals are called trivalent metals. They include arsenic, aluminum, tin, and thallium. So let's start with tin. Tin is found in tin cans, and it's also found in, you know, water. It can be found in water. It can be found in soil. It can be found in mercury amalgams and things like that. And so on the outside of your mitochondria, you have a charge, okay? And what tin does is it dispels that charge on the outside of your mitochondria. And so then this is problematic, obviously, because your mitochondria can't work as well if you know, if you have tin toxicity. So additionally, the other metals, arsenic, aluminum, and thallium, what they do is they actually poison enzymes that transport nutrients into your mitochondria. And if your mitochondria, which make your body's energy, don't have those basic building blocks, you're not going to make energy as effectively. And so let's go over each metal one by one and where they're found. So aluminum, very, very common toxicity that I find in most of my clients. It's found in vaccines. You know, people used to, the big pharma used to put mercury in the vaccines. And there's still some, like the communal flu shot, large vials, and the MMR vaccine. But now most of the vaccines have aluminum. And so antiperspirants are also a problem. Aluminum foil, teas, especially like mint and peppermint teas.
Really?
Antacids. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I did that one. I didn't know. Go ahead.
Yeah. There's also other ones like table salts. It's used as a drying and anti-caking agent in flour. That's very problematic. It's because a lot of people are eating flour and table salt every day.
What is the aluminum used in table salt?
Yeah.
I mean, why is it there?
It's also in like cigarette smoke, aluminum cookware. If you go to a cheap restaurant, they're usually using cheap aluminum cookware.
Right.
It's found in cosmetics, cosmetics as well, even natural deodorant stones and crystals. They work usually because they have aluminum in them. They might not have added aluminum.
Really?
They may still have some aluminum in them. Tap water. A lot of municipal water sources will use aluminum to cause sediment to sink to the bottom. So it's in a lot of tap water. Some medications like nasal sprays. And just people can get it from occupational exposure. There are a lot of different sources of aluminum.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Then we go to arsenic. Arsenic is doubly problematic because it also, you know, it poisons enzymes that transports nutrients in your mitochondria, but it also poisons enzymes that transport triglycerides out of your fat cells. So if you're having trouble losing weight, arsenic toxicity could be a culprit. So you can't lose weight.
Wow.
You can't get rid of the fat out of your fat cells, you know.
And
so
the sources, I'll keep my mouth shut because now all I want to do is ask a bunch of questions. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Don't get to arsenic.
And I know
and
you're
going to
tell everybody, but now I'm excited. And when I get excited, I'm like, just tell me this now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Go ahead, please.
Yeah. So the arsenic, the main source of that is usually tap water. Arsenic's a big problem in well water and other sources of tap water. Also conventionally raised poultry and eggs. Unfortunately, arsenic is found in the antibiotic. It's in the antibiotics that they feed the chickens because it causes them to grow faster. And it's also going to be found in some beer, some treated woods, like some decks that people have. Maybe if you have a treated wood deck, don't walk barefoot on it. Mm-hmm. Drinking water, very problematic. It's a big problem in the U.S., Argentina, Bangladesh, and Chile. Very big arsenic problem in the water. Pesticides, fungicides, insecticides contain arsenic. Paints and pigments, tobacco smoke, rice and rice products. Though organic has a lot less. And especially seafood, especially shellfish like oysters and shrimp, contain a lot of arsenic, unfortunately.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm really curious as to where the...
Uh-huh.
No, I was just going to ask you where the thallium comes from.
Oh, yeah, great. No, I was just going to say that. So
I know.
the thallium, this is actually kind of interesting because it's actually used in a lot of assassination attempts in Russia.
Yeah, I know. I have degrees in forensic medicine. I'm sitting here saying, where, how, and which way? Because I know it's used for that purpose. Go ahead.
It well works very well to kill you. And so what it's doing to us now is it's coming from car exhaust, because the big petroleum companies, and they used to add lead to gasoline to prevent knocking in car engines. They're big public outcry, so toxic. So now they add thallium to the gasoline to prevent knocking, and nobody knows about that. Even a lot of detox experts don't know about thallium, but I'm finding it in a lot of clients. If you live in an urban area, you are breathing in thallium, especially if you're working out near a busy road every day. It's a problem. So it's in smog. It can also be found in ant killers. It can even be in kale and other cruciferous vegetables. We're thinking it's because of, all the sulfur-containing elements they have. They kind of will attract the thallium and mercury to it. It can also be found in lead smelting, electronics manufacturing. But mostly people are getting it from smog. Yeah.
That's amazing. And I didn't know that about it being an additive to the gas. I know that they used to use lead. They don't do that anymore, but they kind of gloss over what they're adding to the gas to prevent the knocking. And they didn't realize, because I see thallium a lot, and I kind of shrug my shoulders and say, well, unless you're chewing on, unless you're working some kind of radioactive plant, I haven't given it a lot of weight, because I didn't realize what you just said. That's amazing. That's really amazing.
Yeah, so, it's very toxic because it prevents certain parts of your brain from communicating with each other. It prevents the absorption of nutrients through your intestinal wall. It's extremely poisonous to the body.
It's absolutely amazing. I know it's done in high doses, but I can just imagine what it does in small, consistent doses. It's going to be very insidious, very insidious. One thing that I know it was asked is, don't you have to heal the thyroid and adrenals to increase energy? Isn't that like the first and foremost, or?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, because these are your glands that produce your body's energy. And for any of you guys out there who don't know what the adrenals or thyroid are, your adrenals are little walnut-shaped glands that sit on top of your kidneys, and they produce your stress hormones, your adrenaline, cortisol, and your sex hormones like estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. So obviously it's very problematic if you're not able to produce these hormones in the correct amount, because your adrenals are fatigued. And why do they get fatigued? Lack of sleep, taking too many stimulants like coffee or diet pills, Adderall, any kind of stimulant, even going to discos, night after night after night, very loud music. Any of these things are very, very stimulating.
Discos still exist?
Yeah, they do.
Are you kidding? I was in Brooklyn in the 70s. I did my best to kill disco. And they still exist. Tell me where they are. I mean, somebody must have survived. I'm coming to get them.
Hey, the disco dancers. Yes, but it's one of those things where any kind of, even too much exercise, and like people that are exercising 6 days a week, some people's adrenals are built to handle that. Most of us aren't. And so if we release too many stress hormones, then it eventually fatigues the adrenals. What also fatigues them is toxins in the body. A lot of these toxic metals and chemicals are very, very irritating to the adrenal glands and very stimulating to them. And the adrenals and the thyroid will kind of rev up the body's metabolism for a while to try to, push out these metals, and it doesn't really work because our bodies are just too overloaded. Our bodies can't handle detoxing them at the rate that they're going into us. Back in caveman times, our bodies were kind of very ancient. They're meant to detox the amount of toxins we have in the environment millions of years ago, and over the last 100 years, it's just increased, 100,000-fold. And so when we're digging up all these metals and chemicals for industrial use to enjoy our products of modern convenience, And that's great, but we're paying the price with our toxic bodies, our body burden. And so when our adrenals and thyroid rev up to try to push out these metals in vain, that eventually causes them to fatigue. And I think it's really one of the main causes of adrenal fatigue that doctors and other some health practitioners are not looking at. So you to heal the adrenals and thyroid, you have to detox your body. You do.
Mm. Yeah. Makes good sense. Makes good sense.
Yeah.
So I know you're an expert in hair mineral analysis. So how do you best assess your metal load and your metal toxicity levels?
Well, I like to start my clients with a hair mineral analysis. It's called the HTMA, hair tissue mineral analysis. And that I can assess people's mineral levels. I can see their adrenal functioning, their thyroid functioning, and I can see their metal toxicities. But there's, you know, every test has its weaknesses, but it's a very good way to generally assess someone's overall health and give them a customized targeted nutrient therapy protocol to correct their imbalances, get their body mineralized and balanced and get it working better, and give them the chelators that they need or specific detox supplements they need to remove their specific metals. Different chelators do different things. So it's all customized protocol. Because today we need an individualized protocol. You know, it's just makes
no question about that.
Taking a multivitamin doesn't really work. But some people don't detox metals from the hair very well. So those people are the ones that are either too tired, their body's too exhausted to detox, so it takes energy, or they are a smoker or used to smoke. I just see in every client that smokes, they just don't detox metals. They're just not detoxing them into the hair, probably because they're so toxic and they're tired, their body can't detox it. Number three, some people have genetic issues where they don't deposit metals into the germinal matrix of the hair, so they won't have certain metals coming out. Also, some people just genetically detox certain metals very well and don't detox certain metals that great. So so in that case, when I see like a deficiency of metals in the hair, I urge them to get a urine metals push test, because this gives you specific chelators to help push out metals that you may not otherwise be able to detox on your own. So it gives us a clearer picture of your body burden of metals and allows me to design the best protocol for you to detox what you have.
The hair mineral analysis, does it reveal the particular toxins that are reducing your energy level? I mean, you know, I've noticed that every test, like you said, has its positives and negatives. But yeah. I've always known that it's the person interpreting it. I was asked one time, why don't I do, because you know how big I am in neurotransmitters.
Yeah.
Why don't I do platelet neurotransmitter levels? And I said, well, don't know that much about it. You know, I knew a little bit about it, but I'm more used to the biomarkers and the urinary neurotransmitter levels, and I can gather a ton of information from that. And even though some people argue about the efficacy of it, frankly, I've read 10,000 of the tests, and I can tell you your entire life history by just looking at the test. Is it the same thing with the hair mineral analysis test? Is it? It's a good test, obviously, but is it heavily dependent on who's interpreting it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because it takes years to learn how to read a hair mineral analysis. And, you know, I've consulted with experts all over the world. You know, so there's a lot of people out there that are trained and kind of they get a certification for one particular school of thought. And they're kind of stuck in that. And for me, I wasn't happy with the original person that I learned hair mineral analysis from. And so I just started studying with every person I could get my hands on, because there's a lot of different theories behind the interpretation of hair mineral analysis. And I'm also a supplement freak. Like, I'm just very, very particular about the supplements that I use and that I give my clients. I've studied supplements for about 10 years. So for me, I don't want to stuck with, like, there's some, most of the hair mineral analysis labs have their supplements that they use to correct the imbalances on the hair test, and they're garbage, okay? So I'm developing my own supplement line But I currently use all the best lines and the best forms of the minerals that are available on the market. So I've spent a lot of time and money, developing my program. It's called Mineral Power, and I've spent a lot of time and money consulting with people from all over the world to develop the program.
This is what makes what you do more successful than the next person who just uses it as some type of adjunct or doesn't put as much study and weight into what they're, into looking at the hair mineral analysis, which is obviously a very valuable tool. How does your program specifically help somebody create more energy, since that's the subject we're hanging out with today?
Yes, well, basically it's kind of all the things that we went over before, healing the adrenals and thyroid with giving you glandulars and minerals that you need. Those glands need to work. Detoxing the body, so we take a lot of the body burden off of, get rid of the toxins that are taxing the adrenals and thyroid by doing an infrared sauna. That's going to help you sweat out all the metals and chemicals that you have in your body. Because I give you chelators to get out the metals, and I give you one binder. I give people pectisol-modified citrus pectin. That's going to absorb some chemicals. But really the use of an infrared sauna, that's going to you're going to sweat out, the 500 chemicals we have on average in our body. That's what was established by the CDC. They do a report about every 5 years where they study the levels of chemicals in people's bodies. And it's 500 chemicals on average. It's kind of scary. Those all have to be sweat out. And the infrared sauna also kills off infections in your body. So if you've got gut infections, candida infections, you've got Hashimoto's, you probably have candida in your thyroid, your body's trying to kill off. You've got all these different infections in your body, those are killed in the infrared sauna. Mold, viruses, parasites, you name it. That'll get cooked off.
Since we're on the subject, there is far infrared sauna, near infrared sauna. What's your recommendation for the infrared saunas?
Just get in a sauna. It doesn't matter. But I prefer the near infrared saunas the most because they're the cheapest to purchase for home use, because you need to do one at a pretty regular basis. It's not really practical to go somewhere. It's better than nothing, though, if you can go once or twice a week. But I prefer people get one for their home. So the near infrared sauna use bulbs. They're red heat lamp bulbs. And the rays penetrate you. They penetrate you on the inside. They heat you up from the inside out so that the ambient temperature in the sauna can be a lot less. And this is very important for people that are very sick or have cancer or elderly or are very ill. They can't handle a hotter far infrared sauna, much less a typical Swedish or Finnish sauna that most people have at their gyms. They're way too hot. You can't stand them very long. It's impossible. Yeah, so I'm a fan of the near and the far infrared. They're all good, but just prefer the near. Have a few more benefits over and above the far.
So I've seen a lot of these different saunas, and some of them are, like, ridiculously expensive, and some of them are, really reasonably priced. And especially now I want to ask you a question, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but there's a kind of saunas that I see. It's kind of I always see the ones that are made out of wood, and I know to stay away from the red cedar because if you heat up red cedar, it sends out a toxin. But how about those ones where you look like you're sitting in it's kind of like a flexible thing, They're not real expensive. Are they again? Yeah, that's it. Is that of any use?
Well, you need to cook your melon.
Okay, so, good point.
So you don't want to leave your melon out of the sauna. You want to cook your head. So I don't like the ones where your head's sticking out. But it's okay. I think you can just put something over the spot and then sit down in it. Yeah, you can just do that. And if someone has that, don't panic. Just sit down in it. you know, rather than sitting on the chair that it comes with.
That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah. So I really I prefer the near infrared. I just think that they work better and they have a lot of other benefits. But they're all good. As long as you're in a sauna and you're sweating, you have to sweat. That's the whole point. Then you're good.
So that is really valuable information because I didn't know. I usually don't recommend to anybody that they go into those Swedish Finnish saunas, the ones that are really, really hot and wet. They're very, very hot. And if you're, unless you're in really, really good shape, it's dangerous. Okay. To put yourself in something that's, you know, close to 200 degrees. And I know the far infrared and near infrared saunas will get to about 140, 150 degrees. And it's controllable and it's dry. And frankly, it's more comfortable. And you're still sweating. And, you know, for somebody who, you know, is just not in the best of shape, and which is one of the reasons you're doing this. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
This is something that, you know, something that, and it also, you know, you don't have to go anywhere. You can get some of these to your house. I was just looking them up and, you know, some of them are, you know, $900. Some of them are, you know, a few hundred dollars. Some of the Radiant saunas are, you know, they're just reasonably priced. And, you know, if you say that most of the near infrared saunas, as long as you're sweating, you're doing good, then a lot of the arguments about the emitters and stuff like that kind of go out the window. You know, could you give people, by the way, everybody, don't forget, you can ask Wendy a question by, I'm on the chat room right now. You've heard me typing a little bit. Okay, I'm on the chat room, so if anybody's in the chat room wants to ask a question, just type it in. Okay, if you'd like to call in with a question, the number is 646-595-2277. That's 646-595-2277. Wendy, can you I hate to put you on the spot like this, but people are kind of looking for simple detox tips, if you will. Everybody's looking for. Do you have like some real generalized things you can just tell people and say, you know, this is going to work. It's not going to hurt you. And, you know, if this doesn't work, you need some professional help.
Yes. So the two really easy things that you can do to get started today detoxing are using a product called Biosil. This is marketed as a hair, skin, and nail product, but it contains silica. And most people are deficient in silica today, so it's a good idea to take it anyways. But what this silica does is it displaces and mobilizes these trivalent toxic metals, the arsenic, aluminum, tin, and thallium. So they get them mobilized in your body, and it takes about 2 years to detox these metals from your body. Everyone has certain levels of them, like most people have very small or large levels of them, but most people have a little bit of each. So a very good idea to take the BioSil, and you only need about 6 drops a day. You don't need a lot. It's not that expensive. And you want to take it with a little bit of orange juice or any kind of citrus juice, lemon juice, lime juice. The citric acid in it just helps the BioSil to absorb better. And but you can also put it in pineapple juice, too. That works, too. So just a little, just enough to harbor the drops, not a lot. I'm not telling you eat a ton of, a big glass of sugar, just a tiny little bit. And then we're mobilizing those toxins. So now we want to get take something to bind to them. And one of the best things you can take is Pectisol C modified citrus pectin. And with that, that's going to absorb all kinds of metals and chemicals that your body's detoxing. And it really drastically reduces or even completely eliminates people's detox symptoms or Herx reactions that they typically have on most detox programs. And there's no reason for people to be suffering on detox programs. You don't have to do it. You just need to take modified citrus pectin. It just helps so much. And so that needs to be taken twice a day, so you always have some in your symptom, you know, system absorbing. And you take about 5 grams of that twice a day, and that needs to be dissolved in some warm liquid. And it needs to be taken 1 to 2 hours away from supplements, other supplements, because it's a binder. It'll absorb to other supplements, so you have to, you know, be aware of that. So I'll take mine. First in the morning when I wake up, I'll have some with my coffee. So to get my coffee and, you know, it doesn't affect anything in the coffee. And there's really no taste the modified citrus effect in. But you can also have it in tea or just warm water. And that's how you take that. And then just eat and take your supplements an hour later.
I've used Pectisol C as a gentle chelator because I don't like the heavy-duty chelators because they pull out regular trace minerals also.
Yeah.
And you're right. It makes people suffer. This bottom line is it makes people suffer. So Biosil with a little bit of citrus juice once a day?
Oh, yeah. So the Biosil you take once a day, and the modified citrus pectin you take twice a day.
Okay. And yeah. I put that in the chat so people can have it. Biosil is BAOCIL, correct?
Oh, SIL. SIL.
Ah, and, I wonder if I couldn't.
Yeah, and you guys can get that in my store. It's store.libs110.com. You can get it there.
Store. Dot. I got it.
Yeah, libs110.com.
And I live to 100. I better stop. I better learn how to. I better learn how to type.
Yeah, because I really think people that that plan to live a long and healthy, disease-free life, where they're not on medications and they're not on this endless revolving door of going to doctors and getting put on different garbage medications, the only ones that it's going to happen for them is if they detox their body and do an infrared sauna on a regular basis. Our world is so toxic today. We have about 100,000 chemicals in our environment and dozens of heavy metals that have been dredged up through industry. You know, coal burning releases mercury into the air, and that's why our fish are so toxic with mercury, is all this burning of fossil fuels that we've done. It's settled in the oceans. And so we breathe it in, we eat it in with fish, we eat it with fish, and there's just so many examples like this, and our bodies just are, they're just not able to detox it. There's just, our bodies are too overloaded. So we have to intelligently assist our body to detox. And so I personally believe, just with everything that I researched and studied and experienced with my clients and seeing their diseases reverse and their autoimmune go away, and they're getting pregnant again when they were infertile for years. It's just amazing what happens to the body when you remove the toxins interfering in metabolic function and remineralize the body so that it works properly. It's really amazing and exciting. Yeah.
There is no question. I recently had two kids who were so toxic and so, and their immune systems were so overwrought that they were not growing. And as soon as we, you know, I go about it a little differently, but like I said, complimentary to you, doing the same exact thing. And as soon as their body started working again, their growth hormone was popping out. They grew, one kid grew 3 inches in about 3 months, and another kid grew about 5 inches. And they were not, they were, you know, wondering what was going on with their hormonal system. And it comes down to toxicity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And it's just, it's sad, and I had this happen with my daughters. You know, the mothers today have spent, you know, decades accumulating toxins, maybe eating not so amazing diets and taking in a lot of glyphosate and, you know, Roundup, Ready Roundup, and you pass this on to your child. And so the children today are being born extremely toxic, and that's why there's such a high rate of autism. The mothers are passing on their mercury and lead and aluminum. I passed my daughter a ton of aluminum, and she was at one point diagnosed with autism right before she turned 3. But fortunately, I was able to detox her and get her in an amazing school, and she's totally normal now. I mean, thank God. But I knew exactly what to do when I first, you know, knew something was wrong with her. I knew exactly what to do, and so I was able to get her functioning again normally. But this is happening with so many women. I mean, it's just, it's amazing the autism numbers, and it's not some weird anomaly. It's because of our toxin levels. They're destroying
true.
Our children's brains.
Let me validate what Wendy is just saying. First, I've met her daughter. Okay, she's the cutest thing on two legs. And she's clearly not autistic, And that's an amazing thing. And if anybody, we all have this argument about the rate of autism, which is around 1 in 55 presently, 1 in 55 births, and is, you know, destined to go to 1 in 25 births in 2025. Okay, you have to realize that, you know, 20 years ago it was 1 in 10,000 births. And better diagnosis does not explain that increase in autism. Okay, so the fact that so many kids can become autistic kind of tells you that there's genetic predisposition out there that has been in the genome since time immemorial. It's been there, kind of waiting. And as I've always say, what I always say to people is that genetics loads the gun, but environment pulls the trigger. Okay, and in our environment, the toxicity is what's pulling the trigger. We can argue about where the toxins are coming from, but they're there. And that's what's causing these children's brains to just go on fire. And when they go on fire, they're going to go along their genetic predisposed pathways. And that's where you're seeing a lot of autism, OCD, ADD. You're seeing a lot of excitotoxicity. It's coming out different ways. There's all this major excitation in the brain. And this is what I treat most of the time, what Wendy treats most of the time. And I got to tell you something. It's the toxicity in the environment. There's no question about it. Okay.
Yeah.
But it has to be dealt with. So instead of arguing about it, we can do simple things like the Biosil and the Pectisol say, and assess it and treat it. You know, you don't even have to believe it. It only makes sense. Okay. To get the heavy metals out and to do it gently without hurting somebody. You know, it's kind of a duh kind of thing.
Yeah.
You have a, it is, I'm sorry. Allopathic medicine, you know, traditional medicine kind of ignores a lot of things. And they kind of look at you cross-eyed when you say, well, look, it's right here staring at you. And they just, you see that, you know, deer in the headlights kind of look, you know, but, you know, this is the way I was taught. I'm like, I don't care the way you were taught. Don't you continue to learn, you know? And fortunately, more regular doctors are beginning to take our courses, are beginning to listen, are beginning to, you know, try and, you know, learn from us. And you know, we have a lot of doctors who shadow us, who, you know, consult with us and stuff like that, and beginning to learn. They're getting it piece by piece by piece. Okay. Wendy, you're just about 20 years ahead of the curve, so it's good. You know, you have a free gift link here about the Limitless Energy Guide. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, if anyone wants to learn a little bit more about these toxic metals and, you know, the kinds of toxins that are dragging down your energy levels, you can go to libto110.com/sign-up, and you just put in your email and you'll immediately be able to download my Limitless Energy e-guide, but also my Mineral Power e-guide that gives you a little fact about my Mineral Power program. But you can also go to mineralpower.com. That will give you information about the program as well, and, you know, give you, you know, a little bit of information about how you get rid of these toxic metals in your body so that you can improve your energy levels. A lot of people today are suffering from chronic fatigue and lower energy levels, and, you know, fatigue is the first sign there's something wrong. It's kind of like I call it the beginning of the end, because down the road, the more tired you become, the less able you are to detox, the less able you are to take care of yourself. People will stop exercising. It just becomes this like downward spiral, and people become sicker and sicker and sicker because they can't detox the toxins in their body anymore. And then those will cause cancer or autoimmune disease or whatever your genetic susceptibility is. These toxins will pull the trigger, so to speak. So I've created this resource for people that want to learn more about, you know, the sources of their low energy levels.
And you have a Mineral Power program, because you've mentioned mineralpower.com. I know that you've improved the website, and it's all brand new, and you're. I'm not saying pushing this, because you've been doing this for years upon years. Okay, but you do have a discount offer, I see.
Oh, yes. I forgot what it was.
I have it right here. I'll remind you.
it's $100. Oh, no, I forgot what it was.
Over your Mineral Power program, you have $100 off. If you go to mineralpower.com and put in the coupon code NIKKI100, NIKKI100. So that's mineralpower.com, and the coupon code is NIKKI, NIKKI100. And people, I've got to tell you, if you're going to do this kind of work, you need to work with somebody who is as experienced and as eclectic and as knowledgeable as Wendy. Okay, the real difficulty in alternative medicine these days is people hang out the different shingles. They hang out the methylation shingle, they hang out the hair mineral analysis shingle, and you think you're getting, because somebody took a course or they took a weekend course or they may have taken one of several courses in another venue, you think that they're experts, but they're not. Okay, and this is the consistent thing I get from people is that, you know, nobody puts it together, nobody understands what's going on, nobody, you know, but they say that they're experts or they have it on their website that they do this, that, and the other thing. Well, people, Wendy's the real deal, okay? And I got to tell you that she knows her stuff, and, you know, she has all these different offers and different, you know, resources and so forth, but at the very base of who she is a very, very knowledgeable, very well trained, very well educated, very well experienced practitioner. And this is the kind of person you want to be working with. Okay, somebody who really knows this at the molecular level. So if you want to get rid of your fatigue, if you want to, you know, assess the thyroid, if you want to work on healing your thyroid naturally, healing your adrenals naturally, getting rid of your toxins, and it all intertwines. Okay, Wendy Myers is the kind of person that you want to work with. So,
thank you, Dr. Jess.
You're welcome. You know, I call them as I see them. Okay. So, people out there, I know I can hear you breathing. So, if you have questions, please type them into the chat room or give us a call at 646-595-2277. 646-595-2277. Okay, if you have questions for Wendy Myers. And while we're waiting for a couple of calls, if you could just kind of tell me, how do you work with thyroid issues? That's another big thing that we're, I'm running into.
Yeah, well, as far as the thyroid's concerned, you know, my thyroid went kaput a while ago, about 5-6 years ago. I was having trouble losing weight, and that really what prompted my health journey. I was like, oh, my God, I can't lose weight. So I went to my doctor. There's something gravely wrong with me. And I found out I had adrenal fatigue. I had the hormone levels of a menopausal woman. I had hypothyroidism, very low thyroid hormone production. And so I just happened, you know, my doctor wanted to put me on thyroid hormones. So I thought, you know, I'm just, I didn't want to go on medication. I did go on the thyroid medication. I did not take replacement, you know, HRT, hormone replacement therapy, but I did do the thyroid hormones, the nature thyroid for a little while. But I thought, you know what, I need to learn how to heal my thyroid naturally. So searched on the internet. I found hair mineral analysis. I tried it. And within a couple years, I had healed my thyroid. I didn't need the thyroid medication anymore. I have totally normal thyroid hormone production now. And it's just because I took glandulars, thyroid glandulars. So that gives you very complex minerals needed to, you know, regenerate and replenish your thyroid. I took iodine. Most people today are iodine deficient. It doesn't matter if you have Hashimoto's or whatever you have. You need to take iodine because iodine will kill any infection you have in your thyroid. And you need iodine to produce thyroid hormones. You also need selenium to be present to produce thyroid hormones. And so you need a lot of other minerals as well. You've got to nourish the thyroid, and you have to detox the body. A lot of people have mercury toxicity that negatively impacts the thyroid and other toxins as well. So it's just a general body detox and nourishment. And that you will heal your thyroid. I mean, if you have a long-term autoimmune disease and you've had a lot of tissue destruction, might not have as good results, but many people are able to reduce their thyroid medication or get off of it. Not everybody is, but some people have amazing results and are able to get off their medication.
So there's no real major danger in taking iodine?
No. I prefer people take nascent iodine. A lot of people get worked up. They're like, oh, and clinical studies show that if you take iodine, it can worsen the Hashimoto's and raise antibodies. But of course it does. You're killing off an infection in your thyroid with the iodine, which is absolutely necessary. And so your antibodies are going to go up temporarily, short term after introduction of the iodine, and then the iodine and the antibodies start falling again. So initially, yeah, clients tend to freak out when their antibodies go up, but then after that, the thyroid normalizes. But you can't heal Hashimoto's and make thyroid hormones if you don't have iodine.
True. It's something that I have always been confused, because every time I talk to somebody or I read something, I hear something completely different. And you just answered the question. There's a transient increase in the antibodies as you're killing off whatever is causing the Hashimoto's. Okay, and that's adequate.
It's usually a candida infection in the thyroid that's promoting that.
That I didn't realize. I didn't realize it was mostly candida. Is one of the major infections that we're forever dealing with, because it's easy for candida to take root. And what a lot of people don't realize is that a lot of infections may start in the gut, but once you have significant leaky gut syndrome, it's in your bloodstream, it's going into your organs, and particularly it's going into the brain. Okay, and sometimes you don't even need to test for it. You can just look at it and say, you've had it for like 20 years. I think it's in your brain. Okay, so let's go after it. So it's good.
Yeah.
So guys out there, anybody want to ask a question, or do I have to use the whips? Looks like I'm gonna have to use the whips. Yeah, these people are lucky. I don't reach out and test them on this. You know, say, what do you think about this? Did you listen to that? You know. Okay, I'm in a silly mood tonight. Give me a break. Okay, it's one of those things. Okay, is there anything else that you would like to have our listeners, anything else you'd like to tell our listeners tonight, Wendy?
Well, my main message and reason I started livetoone10.com and mineralpower.com was really to just educate people about how toxic metals and chemicals can impact their health. And I have a lot of articles about every metal. I have an article, the sources of each metal, the symptoms that these toxic metals can cause. So a lot of information. I have my own podcast too, the Live to 110 podcast, where I interview a lot of different experts about various topics on detox and other things as well, diet, nutrition, whatever is tickling my fancy at the moment. But my main message is that even if you are eating a healthy diet and taking supplements and generally living a healthy lifestyle, you're exercising some and you still don't feel good, it's not because you're getting older. It's because you have a toxic body and you've got toxic metals and chemicals that you have to detox. And you can't do like a 3-day juice cleanse or a 10-day detox in a box. It takes 2 years to detox your body on an intensive program like my program, using a non-toxic diet, targeted nutrient therapy protocol, infrared saunas, and corrective lifestyle issues. It takes 2 years doing a complete program like this to be able to detox your body. And my program, uses every method or every different way that we can facilitate and accelerate that detox, but still keep you comfortable and functioning, so that you're, some people do chelation or, IV chelation, and they're just floored for months after that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and steady wins the race. You have to do it slowly and steadily. IV chelation, fine. You have a lead poisoning or mercury poisoning, great. You need that to save your life. But for the low-grade chronic toxicity levels most people have today, you need to do something a little more sensible and do a slow and steady detox.
What Wendy's saying, people, is that the vast majority of the people who have a heavy metal burden is not an acute, dangerous heavy metal burden. Okay, it's not like they swallowed mercury or they chewed on lead, but they're all treated like that. Okay, they treated like this is a major emergency. You've got to do this chelation intravenously or whatever. And what happens is you get rid of the metals, but you pull out all the regular trace minerals, and your biochemical processes will not work. Okay, so the best way, bar none, is to do this slowly. Okay, without replenishing your minerals, pulling out the toxic metals, not putting more into your body, okay, giving your body what it needs to work, and the cells will eventually turn over, okay, and work the way they're supposed to. Okay, that's really the only way to go about it, and it does take time. It really does. There's a question here: if you take pectisol or apple pectin before food, won't it bind out minerals in the food?
What was the question again?
The question is, if you take pectisol or apple pectin before food, won't it bind out minerals in the food?
Well, no, that's why you have to take it away from food. So you need to take it at least an hour away from food so that it won't bind the minerals in the food.
Okay. The person also asked, I was wondering why I have not heard you mention chlorella, cilantro, or zeolite for metal detox. In your experience, do they not work as well as the other options?
Well, I use a whole slew of things in my arsenal to help people to detox. I don't use chlorella so much, so I think it's a very good mercury detox, but I prefer to use cilantro. So I do advise every client to use cilantro because that removes mercury, barium, cadmium, aluminum, copper, lead, manganese, which some people get from well water, and nickel toxicity, which most people have some level of nickel toxicity, especially if they've had braces or a lot of dental work. I do recommend zeolites as well, but it all depends on the person's toxicities. Zeolites are a really good way to get rid of antimony, barium, cesium, copper, manganese, nickel, tin, and uranium. So, again, it just depends on the metal toxicities that people have based on the chelators that I give them.
That's amazing. You obviously know your stuff because that just rolled out of your tongue. Rolled out of your mouth. Like, okay.
Well, I live and breathe this stuff. So I love it. I like reading about it.
I know you do. I mean, there's nothing better than somebody who's passionate about what they're doing. Okay, does anybody else have any questions out there? Okay, I don't see people typing or anything. So if somebody wants to work with you, how do they go about working with you, Wendy?
Yeah, well, they can just go to my website, livetoone10.com. They can go in the store. Two little price tags and the word shop. And you can go in the store, go directly to store.livetoone10.com, and you can just choose the Mineral Power Program. And then people, they send in their hair test. They fill out a very pretty large, hefty client health history form. And then usually within about a week or two, they have their appointment to go over their results.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And is there any other pearls of wisdom you'd like to give our listeners tonight before I get out of here, before the snow starts?
Yes. Well, something that's really interesting, a colleague of mine, I'm actually developing a hair mineral analysis certification program with a medical doctor, a colleague of mine. Yeah. So we just signed that deal. So we're going to be up and running in about 18 months for the hair mineral analysis certification program. But he found out something interesting. He's doing a big analysis of different urine metals tests. And he's finding the top 8 metal toxicities that people have. So the number one is mercury. The next one is lead. After that, it's bismuth, which is found in makeup. A lot of women have bismuth toxicity because it's in their makeup. Copper, about 20% of people are copper toxic. Antimony, which actually I just found in my water. I had my tap water test, and it has antimony. And uranium. Tin is the next one. Then manganese, and then aluminum. So those are the top, you know, eight toxins that people tend to be toxic in when they do a urine metals push test with DMSA chelation. So pretty interesting. Wow. I'm sorry, DMSA glycine and biocell. So you need DMSA to get the divalent metals, and the biocells get the trivalent metals, which are the, you know, aluminum, arsenic, tin, and thallium that we talked about earlier on the show.
Why would you use EDTA suppositories? Somebody's asking.
Well, the EDTA is very good at getting rid of certain metals. It gets rid of uranium. A lot of my clients in Southern California have uranium toxicity because they're showering in, you know, tap water. Cadmium, anyone who smokes cigarettes or marijuana is going to have cadmium toxicity. So that is removed with EDTA. Lead, many people have lead. They lived in a home, you know, that has had lead paint in it. They'll typically have a lot of lead in their bones that needs to be detoxed. And antimony is not terribly common, but it's common definitely in Australia. Not as much here, but I have antimony in my water. And manganese is toxicity is common in well water. So be very careful. Anyone drinking well water, it can have manganese. So EDTA is very good at getting rid of those five metals. So if somebody has any of those metal toxicities, I recommend EDTA chelotox suppositories for that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Wendy, I tell you, you're a wealth of information, and I certainly learned an awful lot on the show tonight. And I didn't realize, you know, the length and breadth of a heavy metal problem. I pay attention to it, but not to your degree. And sounds like I'll be taking your course when it's ready.
Yeah.
You know, I love to learn. I really do. And then I get excited about it. Then it just falls into everything else that I do. You know, so anyway, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you sharing your wisdom with us. And everybody, if you want to learn more about what Wendy does, basically go to livetoone10.com. There is an energy guide to livetoone10.com/sign-up. If you would like to get the free guide, and there is, if you'd like to work with her on the Mineral Power Program, if you sign up for that, there is a $100 discount if you use the coupon code NIKKI100, NIKKI100. And again, thanks so much for being on the show. I appreciate it greatly.
Well, Jess, thank you so much for having me. It was fun.
It is. I always enjoy chatting with you. And I enjoy the length and breadth of your knowledge because, you know, this is one area that most people just give, passing attention to. Okay.
Yeah.
But, this is something that's obviously greatly important. So, again, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Have a good night now. Take care.
You
Bye-bye.
Too.
Okay, people, there was Wendy Myers. She is just an incredible individual. If you go to her website, you're going to see, you know, all kinds of free information you can access. Her book, The Modern Paleo Survival Guide, is coming out. She's got, like I said, an extensive website, lots of podcasts on different subjects. She's a very high energy, high functioning woman, and an incredibly intelligent woman. You should, take advantage of all the things she has to offer. Okay, I will not have a podcast next week because Dr. Jess is going to England at the end of this week, and I'll be taking care of patients and doing some lectures in Britain, and I'll be back on the 22nd probably. You know, in a major brain fog because of all the air travel. but I'm looking forward to meeting my friends in the UK and hopefully, you know, teaching some doctors and taking care of some people and having a pretty good time doing it. Anyway, thanks again for being with us tonight. If you go to my website, there's been a lot of changes. I'd like to just quickly let you know that I have a new assistant. Her name is Kristen Codiani, and she's also a functional diagnostic nutrition. She's trained in functional diagnostic nutrition and is also a certified holistic health coach. And if you go to my website, she's in the very few weeks she's been my virtual office manager, she's kind of organized the office, which means organized me. Okay, she's created and made a functional new scheduling system, which you can access and, you know, make your own appointments, essentially. Okay, we're getting through that immense backlog of testing and other administrative stuff that had built up over a long period of time. And she's changed the website to make it more functional. This is an amazing individual, and I'm very proud to have her as part of our healing team at the Center for Bioindividualized Medicine. So if you go to our website, which is methylationsupport.com or drjessonline.com, you'll be able to learn a little bit more about Kristen. So, guys, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Wish me luck. And you guys have a good next couple of weeks. See you then.
It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally near. But I can feel a change in the wind right now.
Always remember, people. Now, let me lower this a little bit. The reason that we do all this, the reason we've been having these lectures and guests and so forth is because, in my estimation, chronic diseases are not to be taken as permanent. Okay, I keep telling you that chronic diseases, you should fight them tooth and nail. Okay, because what you've been told is permanent is not permanent. It may be chronic, but it's not permanent. And you've noticed that we had different people talk to us about different aspects. Wendy's obviously an expert in hair mineral analysis and the heavy metal problem and so forth, and we've had people talk about different things. That's because you need to know that there are loads of different things that are causing your particular problems, and they can be reversed. Okay, chronic diseases, chronic illnesses can be reversed. We do it all the time. Okay, and the crazy stuff I've been talking about for the past couple of years is really coming to fruition. Okay, and you'll see Dr. Ben Lynch and other people just bringing out different programs, and they're treating the foundation, the cells, instead of treating the end result of things. Okay, people are starting to get better. People are starting to resolve their chronic conditions. Autistic kids are getting better. People with MS are getting better. You'd be surprised. Okay, and remember, do this because we love you, because we know that people with chronic illnesses are the strongest people I know. Okay, you keep going even though you feel like you know what all the time. So I know you have strength of the soul and strength of the heart. I really believe that, and this is why I do this all the time. Okay, I know I'm a little screwy, but that's my nature. Okay, I'm not going to change. Okay, I'm a screwy kind of guy. Okay, and that's why you have to be this way if you want to get people better. You have to think differently. And trust me, I think differently. Okay? And differently also. And I'm very, very, very honored to have colleagues like Wendy and colleagues like Sean and colleagues like Dr. Ben Lynch and colleagues like Eric Balkovich and all the people that I have the honor of, you know, working with, okay, who contribute to this big push to get rid of chronic illnesses, because we really believe that they exist, but they're reversible. They're not permanent. So if you just get that, you'll realize you'll be able to start healing. Okay? I know I'm babbling. I'm excited. I'm having a good time. I'm getting excited about going to UK and stuff like that. So I will talk to you guys in a couple of weeks. Take care. Don't forget, Dr. Jess loves you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.